This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and going into this beautiful May weekend, Hollyweird is releasing two big, gigantic projects about two of the most controversial, the most titanic, and yes, even the most reviled people in human history. There's a 10-part series called The Great, about Catherine the Great. Is it worth a great investment or any investment of your time? I'll tell you. It's an interesting piece of work, but positive, negative, you'll hear. We'll also review the other movie about another titan who was worshipped by literally hundreds of millions, Scooby-Doo, a new feature film about the talking Great Dane, who can't pronounce the name Shaggy. Yes, it is coming to a theater near you, meaning your home, where it's going to be released today. We'll be reviewing Scoob! Exclamation point, also coming up. But before that, one of my favorite guests for this radio show, because of his clarity of thinking and argument and deep constitutional knowledge, Professor Emeritus at Harvard, Alan Dershowitz. He is the author, most recently, of a vital book, and it's never been more appropriate than right now in the midst of this presidential campaign. The book is called Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of Hashtag Me Too. And Professor Dershowitz, the one thing I want to talk to you about first is your column yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, which is a powerful column about what is going on, continuing to go on, with the Michael Flynn case.
Right.
And
yeah,
what strikes me is you're making a point here, basically saying that lawyers, people assume, like to keep arguing because they can keep charging fees, right? But you're saying,
sure,
why is Judge Sullivan intervening when the defense and the prosecution both say time to drop the case?
Because he thinks he's above the law. You know, everybody talks about how the president is above the law. People forget that judges aren't above the law. Legislatures are not above the law. This is a judge who's put himself above the law. It's not the job of the judiciary to decide who to prosecute and who not to prosecute. That's purely under our separation of powers, the job of the executive branch. And the executive branch has made a constitutional decision, for whatever reason, to drop the prosecution against Flynn. I happen to agree with the decision, but even if you disagree, it's a decision that the Constitution allocates not to the judicial branch, but to the executive branch. Along comes Judge Sullivan. He doesn't like Flynn. He's called him a traitor. He's attacked him. He's condemned him. He's called him names, essentially. And he wants to see him in jail. He doesn't agree with the Justice Department's decision, so he's put himself above the law. He nominated a judge, another judge, a former judge, who's a very good guy, Judge Gleason, to become the prosecutor in the case. But you can't do that. The judiciary can't appoint prosecutors. The president gets to appoint prosecutors. This is such a clear violation of the Constitution. You would think every liberal, every Democrat would be upset and concerned about it. But when it comes to most liberals and most Democrats and most radicals, if it's against somebody in the Trump administration, forget about the Constitution. Getting Trump, getting Flynn's more important than the Constitution. I hear that all the time. I shouldn't have defended the president. Sure, I may have been right, but what am I doing defending the president? He's so terrible. You should let the Constitution go to whatever, as long as it helps us get him. That's the attitude we're living through now, and it's very dangerous to the Constitution.
I've never asked you this, Alan, but don't you have people in your personal life, people that you know now, who, looking at the way that entire impeachment fiasco played out, have come to you and said, you know, Alan, you were right. I wish the House hadn't impeached President Trump. because it was a sham and they had no chance and it was destructive to the country. Anybody acknowledge that to you?
Yeah, what they do is they say, you were right, but I wish you would have just not said anything. You were on the wrong side, but you were right. Can't you just keep quiet? Can't you just keep quiet sometimes? Why do you always have to speak out? Why do you have to be so principled? Just because you would have defended Hillary Clinton if she had been impeached and the same accusations were made against her doesn't mean you have to apply the same principles to Donald Trump. Yeah, I do hear that. I hear that from members of my own family, that what I said was correct and he should never have been impeached, but I should never have joined his defense team because that put me on the wrong side of history and the wrong side of my friends and family. And so I hear that all the time as well.
Okay, what about right now the president seems to be pushing, and a lot of his most enthusiastic supporters are pushing for intensive Senate investigations, perhaps prosecutions, even before the Durham report comes. We have a U.S. Attorney Durham in Connecticut who's going to be filing a whole report on the origins of the Mueller investigation. Do you think it really would help the country to plunge back into discussions about the origins of the Russian collusion charges of 4 years ago?
Well, I think it's good that there's an investigation. Durham has a very good reputation for neutrality. He's a career prosecutor. Let him set the facts out. I don't think it would be good to try to have Senate hearings, which are always politicized, or prosecutions. I don't want to see the criminal law weaponized by either side. The criminal law should be used only in clear cases where there is a unequivocal, deliberate, willful violation of the law. I have heard nothing to suggest that that happened in this case on either side. So my view is that both sides ought to engage in disarmament and stop using the criminal justice system for partisan political purposes.
Boy, I wish I could put that on a little plaque and put it above the desk, because I couldn't agree with you more fervently. Let me ask you this, because your book, Guilt by Accusation, really is a story about the heroic lengths you went to defend your good name when you were wrongly accused. If is there any way, I mean, in this age of hashtag Me Too, what could possibly happen to Joe Biden other than withdrawing from the race, given these grave charges against him right now? What is a man to do in a situation like that?
Well, he said something yesterday which was very interesting, and I think it was absolutely correct. He said, if I did what she says I did, I wouldn't vote for myself. I agree with that. I wouldn't vote for a man who put a woman against the wall and did what he was alleged to have done. But he says he didn't do it. And I wrote a column last week saying, don't believe women. Don't believe men. Believe the evidence. But this notion that just because a woman said it, you believe it, is ridiculous. In my case, a woman was accused me for money. She got a lot of money, not from me, but from other people. Her own lawyer admitted on tape that she was wrong. She has emails admitting she never met me and never heard of me. She has a manuscript in which she accuses everybody under the sun, including Senator George Mitchell and Bill Richardson and you name it, of having sex with her, but not me. She says she never met me. She saw me once having a conversation about business with Jeffrey Epstein. And yet the case goes forward, brought by a bunch of sleazy and very highly questionable lawyers, one of whom is being sued now for malpractice. Lawyers with terrible and well-deserved terrible reputations. And, you know, I'm involved in litigation. I'm 81 years old. I didn't expect to spend the twilight of my life defending myself, but I couldn't accept these false accusations, so I've sued her for defamation. She sued me for defamation. Her lawyer sued me for defamation. I've sued the lawyer for defamation,
and vindication will be yours. Alan Dershowitz, a patriot and a lover of justice. We'll be right back with a pursuit of justice continuing in this greatest nation. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at The Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance.
That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances.
I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show. Let me go to an email that came in today during the show, and it's a good email. It came in from a listener named Ray. Not sure where he is, but he says, Michael, your analysis regarding Joe Biden is missing a key fact about his previous behavior. And then he has, he is a known liar, liar in all capitals. He told grotesque lies on tape about his class ranking, degrees earned, etc., etc. And he did it with gusto at the time. That's true, and he did it for a long time. This was during his campaign of 1988. He lied about usurping Neil Kinnock's writing, taking a major speech as his own. And this was a very high-profile thing, by the way. You're right, Ray. He took Neil Kinnock was the leader of the British Labour Party. He ran against Maggie Thatcher and lost, as he deserved to. But he took almost word for word Neil Kinnock's speech and applied it to his own family, and it didn't really apply to his own family. And then he says, also, we all remember attractive women who worked for us in the past. Thank you, Ray Scalabrino. I was thinking about that, and again, it depends on how many people you have on your staff. And dare I say it, if there's somebody who is just at the very, very, what people used to, and remember that movie with Dudley Moore, 10? For somebody who's a 10, right, as they used to say, and I know that's a terrible, terrible way to objectify people and classify people. Yeah, right, like Jeremy, everybody says, Jeremy's a 10 completely. And I've worked with Jeremy for, believe it or not, going on 24 years. It's a long time. He worked with Tara Reid for 9 months. And, you've seen the pictures. I don't think she would necessarily stick in his mind. She certainly would stick in his mind if he was interested enough to have assaulted her. But again, the other reason, the problem with what you're saying about him being a known liar, absolutely true, but he is not a known assaulter. And for somebody in 36 years in the Senate and 8 years as vice president, that's a combined total of 44 years, to have nobody else come forward with any complaints like this at all. Any complaints of assault. Unwanted touching, there's plenty. He was a grabby guy, and there are, I think, 7 different women who've said that. But not this. However, there are still, and Ray referred to this, it is important in context when you're looking at Joe Biden's suitability to be not only president, but to be the Democratic nominee even, to look at some of the history of embarrassments and the way that people like Sam Donaldson in mainstream media and legacy media treated Joe Biden's past whoppers and distortions. There's a viral video full of historical news reports of Biden embellishing, plagiarizing, and outright lying. Listen.
Senator Joseph Biden may have more explaining to do.
The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right. His memory had failed him.
Okay, that's from 1988. And there's more. The stealing of the speech from a British Labour Party politician Neil Kinnock. Listen.
Presidential candidate Joseph Biden today faces a controversy. 3 weeks ago at a debate at the Iowa State Fair, he used phrases identical to those delivered by British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock.
Biden seemed to be claiming Kinnock's vision and wife as his own.
Why is it that my wife is sitting out there in the audience is the first in her family to ever go to college?
Why is Gladys the first woman in her family in 1,000 generations to be able to get to university?
My ancestors who worked in the coal mines in northeast Pennsylvania and come up after 12 hours and play football.
8 hours underground and then come up and play football.
It's because they didn't have a platform upon which to stand.
There was no platform upon which they could stand.
The notion that every thought or notion or idea you'd have to go back and find and attribute to someone, I think, is quite frankly ludicrous.
The problem here is that Senator Biden told his audience he'd just been thinking about these things, and he failed to give any credit at all to his famous British speechwriter.
CBS News found a tape of a second instance.
It reappeared in the New York Times with a new charge, that Biden had appropriated a famous litany from the late Robert Kennedy about what the gross national product cannot measure.
It cannot measure the health of our children.
The health of our children.
The quality of our education.
The quality of their education.
The joy of their play.
Or the joy of their play.
Biden gave Kennedy no credit.
Okay, look, it's worse than that. It really is worse than that. I'll tell you why. Because what he was talking about was true about Neil Kinnock. It wasn't true about him. He said, I'm the first one in my family in 1,000 generations to go to college. His grandfather went to college. His grandfather was a state senator and an engineer, not a coal miner. There's this final clip with Joe Biden.
Joseph Biden admitted today that he committed plagiarism when he was in law school. He said it was a mistake, but that it was unintentional.
He quoted 5 pages of someone else's work without proper citation.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
He was given an F.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb.
To the political community in Washington, it all seems of a piece. Plagiarism at law school, plagiarism on the stump.
The great communicator. Strike that. The great imitator.
You don't steal verbatim, or when you do, as he did 99% of the time, you give credit.
Biden's critics say he sells himself as a man whose words and visions can inspire a new generation in politics. But if the thoughts, phrases, and visions really belong to others, it's a form of false advertising.
Okay, this is problematic, precisely because it goes to the point. It's not just that people are longing for the good old Joe Biden. The good old Joe Biden had some problems, too. We will be right back talking about Catherine the Great, Scooby-Doo, good news, and more.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is criticizing the new massive stimulus package before the House. The California Republican saying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is just creating a liberal wish list.
Now she wants to write a $3 trillion bill with no one able to see, no accountability, and no input. I mean, this is not how democracy works.
Due to social distancing, voting on the bill is expected to take quite some time. Speaking at the White House, President Trump discussing Operation Warp Speed and its efforts to develop a possible coronavirus vaccine.
Its objective is to finish developing and then to manufacture and distribute a proven coronavirus vaccine as fast as possible. Again, we'd love to see if we could do it prior to the end of the year. We think we're going to have some very good results coming out very quickly.
USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Christine Blasey Ford claimed to have been groped by Justice Kavanaugh when he was a drunken 17-year-old. Tara Reid insists Joe Biden assaulted her when he was a 50-year-old senator and her boss. Moreover, the first time Dr. Ford ever spoke to anyone about her allegations came 30 years after the purported event, in conversation with her therapist, while Reid discussed her charges with at least four friends or family members in the same year they allegedly occurred. In neither case does it make sense to disqualify a candidate for high office based solely on dubious long-ago charges by a single accuser. Applying that standard to Biden means the Democrats should acknowledge the far flimsier grounds they had for attempting to destroy. And on the Michael Medved show, there is a lot of serious thinking going on, obviously, right now about how we bring the world economy back. It's not just the U.S. economy, because and the U.S. economy will greatly determine what happens with the world economy as well. There was a terrific piece in the Wall Street Journal this week by Stephen Harper, who's a former Prime Minister of Canada. The last conservative prime minister of Canada. He shouldn't be the last ever. The conservatives came within a whisker of dumping Justin Trudeau, the liberal PM, in this last election. But Stephen Harper writes this. He says, what has happened in this crisis so far is not an indicator of the future. A new era of big government in the economy is unlikely, undesirable, and far from inevitable. Yes, government intervention in the economy today is without precedent. And you just have to look at the levels of debt and deficit spending we have right now. So why doesn't this herald a new age of big government? He says it's simple. All this intervention has been economically ruinous. No amount of money can fully compensate for social distancing actions whose effect is to shut down large segments of the economy. Tens of millions have lost jobs and many thousands have lost businesses. In most cases, compensation from the state is just a fraction of what they were earning. Many of the measures are necessary to combat COVID-19, he says, although we will be able to evaluate them with any certainty only after the crisis. And he says the underlying assumption that the economy can be restarted later as quickly as an idle automobile is dubious. When focus shifts from the pandemic to the economy, we'll need to shift from a lot more government action to a lot less. People turn to government for security. Conservatives understand that security is fundamental to why government exists. Right now, as in wartime, we face extreme needs. for physical and financial security. But as needs shift to jobs, to growth, and to wealth creation, and those needs will be enormous, it will require more market activity and a bigger private sector, not more intervention and bigger government. I think that's an extraordinary and extraordinarily important emphasis by Stephen Harper. He is now the head of something called the International Democratic Union. It's a global organization of center-right political parties. Well, good for him. And Prime Minister Harper is one of those people that I hope has the ear of the President of the United States. And I assume very much does if he wants to exercise that. We are also trying to feature, as we did yesterday, at least some stories of good news that still occurs in this country. And it occurs on a very regular basis in the midst of the pandemic. And here's a headline from Georgia. Remember, Georgia got all this grief because they were opening up too soon, and it turns out that it's been okay. The economy isn't roaring in Georgia, not yet. But it turns out that Governor Brian Kemp did not preside over a wholesale disaster, as many people on the left assume. But in any event, a Georgia teacher who says he misses his students after not seeing them for nearly 2 months is now in the process of running more than 50 miles to visit them outside their homes. Bill McAllister, a faculty member at Big Shanty Intermediate School in Kennesaw, Georgia, last taught class on March 16th before the coronavirus outbreak brought an early end to in-person learning in his district. But he's since mapped out a route and is running 6 to 8 miles per day to offer encouragement to each of his students. Quote, "I knew my kids were at home and they were missing school and everybody else, and I thought, well, why don't I run through their neighborhoods and see them, give them a smile, pick up their day a little bit." That's what McAllister told Fox 5 in Atlanta. McAllister says he's donating money for each mile he runs to Must Ministries, a local volunteer group that helps those in need with meals, clothing, housing, and other items. Quote, "I've been thinking about all of you and worrying about all of you, and getting to see you makes me a little bit calmer and a whole lot more happy." McAllister was observed telling one of his students, Mia Strickland, during a run, "You have a great summer, and I will see you in fifth grade." Strickland later told the TV that her teacher's visit was pretty awesome. "As just the other day, I was thinking about him." And doesn't this help you to remember at least a little bit some teachers who may have meant a great deal to you? Well, it should. And there's more. There's also a story out of Florida that is fairly remarkable. I mean, actually, really remarkable. And it's a story about a lost prosthetic leg. And we talked about a teenager who returned $135,000 yesterday. I just found it in a bag by an ATM. A Florida man lost his prosthetic leg surfing, which is kind of wonderful anyway, that he still surfs with his prosthetic leg, and had given up on finding it last month, the Panama City News Herald reported. But he was pleasantly surprised when a 13-year-old boy found the leg and returned it Tuesday. How do you know who to return it to? Carter Hess is an Afghan war veteran. He told the News Herald that his friends always tag him in lost leg posts as a joke. But a Monday report in the paper was, in fact, about his missing limb. "I surf a lot, and so every time a leg is found, they get a kick out of it," Hess said. Sebastian Morris, who's 13, was the kid who found the leg in St. Andrews State Park, according to the News Herald. He and his father, Bobby, started an online campaign to find the owner. That campaign reached the News Herald, then Hess's friends, and finally Hess. Hess, an avid surfer, had the $3,000 leg specially designed so he could ride the waves without fear. Alas, the leg came off while he was doing just that last month. He gave up hope after a 3-day search. Morris found the leg mostly buried about 30 feet away from Hess's main search location. I think that's a happy ending. There's a wonderful photograph of the kid and the veteran restored with his prosthetic leg. And that's a beautiful thing. One quick note, and this is on a more personal friend of the show and actually friend of America category. There's somebody who's been on this show. He's been a guest on this show named Ravi Zacharias. And a lot of you may know him. He is a truly great Christian teacher and scholar and known to be one of the great Christian apologists of our time. He has been struggling with a particularly virulent form of cancer. And it's been very difficult. I just had an opportunity to tape a tribute to Ravi, and I thought it would be appropriate here. He's spoken so movingly of life and death and the eternal, some of which is worth sharing with you. And because it applies to the current health crisis that so many people are experiencing. Ravi used to travel 200 plus days a year and did this year in and year out. I spoke at a conference together with him. That's why I know him. And he's appeared on our show a number of times. Once to talk about a trip to Iraq he made in 2017. And most recently in 2018 to talk about the passing of Billy Graham. He's loved by millions of people. We will get back to that Ravi Zacharias clip. One of the things he believes in is culture and the idea of encouraging a more uplifting culture. Is there any evidence of that or hope of that from new releases from Hollywood? We'll also get to that coming up on the MedMed Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com. Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED. Or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the eve of our Sabbath of a weekend break, we're all getting to spend time with our families, if you have families, and everybody does. Important time to gain perspective. And rock star Greg Tomlin suggested this clip from a recent speech by Dr. Ravi Zacharias, who's 74 years old. He gave it in October of last year to a packed auditorium. And it's about life and death, and it's highly relevant to the situation we're in at this moment. Listen.
I was 10 years old when my grandmother died, and I'll close with this. All I remember about that, actually nine, I was nine. All I remember about the funeral was a hymn they sang, Abide With Me. Fast falls the eventide, the darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. One of those verses says, swift to its close, ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim, its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me. The passing and the abiding, our formation, our transformation, our consummation. Three of the greatest changes that God brings into your life. May you know him so that you will eternally dwell in his presence. For his word abides forever, and the scriptures cannot be broken. He has promised to prepare a place for you and me. If it were not so, he would have told us. Enter this year knowing that swift to its close, ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim, its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide.
And abide with all of us. It's a direct change of pace to go from this to the latest big offerings on video on demand at your home from Hollywood. Okay, the biggest movie, almost undoubtedly, to be released today is called Scoob. Scooby-Doo, as you may remember, and I'm sure many of you know, is a talking Great Dane who first appeared on the scene in a Hanna-Barbera cartoon in 1969. And Scooby's back with his a master, Shaggy, and Shaggy's friends, Fred and Daphne and Velma. and they're solving great mysteries in the new animated movie, Scoob! Exclamation point.
Shaggy and Scooby were taken.
This blue light came down from the sky and beamed them up. I have to assume that if they were with their friends, they wouldn't have been kidnapped.
Okay, can you skip the emotional punishment?
Okay, there's not much emotional punishment, but there isn't much emotional reward here either. Look, this has been such a perpetually popular series on TV, and I guess I'm the wrong age or something, but I've never understood the appeal of Scooby-Doo or why the dog talks but can't say Shaggy. He says Waggy. Okay, this is an animated version from Warner Brothers Animated. It has voices of well-known people, including Amanda Seyfried and Zac Efron, Mark Wahlberg. There's even Simon Cowell makes a voice appearance in a animated version of Simon Cowell. It has some funny lines. The animation is colorful and it's very three-dimensional. It's all computer done and not hand-drawn. It's not that flat TV look that people associate with Scooby-Doo. But the movie goes on and on and on and on and on. The plot having something to do with Alexander the Great's old dog and a villain played by Jason Isaacs, his voice, named Dick Dastardly. The plot is incomprehensible, impossible to follow, and the brisk tone of the movie may carry you through it okay, but not much better than okay. 2 stars for Scoob, which is rated PG. None of the frights, science fiction frights that people experience are going to scare people too much, even little people. A very different film, which is very scary in a very different way, is a series on Hulu, and it's called Great, and The Great, actually, and because it's about Catherine the Great. And she had an amazing life. It's been celebrated in movies before. There was a great movie with Marlene Dietrich in 1934 called Scarlet Empress. But she starts out as a princess in Germany, and then she is taken to Russia to marry the Tsar-to-be, who's Peter III, who's played by Nicholas Holt, who's considered a Hollywood hunk. Elle Fanning plays young Catherine. Listen.
I would like to be useful to Russia, to help its greatness.
You will bear my heirs. There is no higher use.
Together, we could create a greater Russia.
But I rule. You, sir.
Your bride is unhappy. You must clear the clouds.
We shall discuss whether or not to kill the Empress. She is a strange creature who I sense is at times laughing at me.
Okay, you're supposed to laugh at the film, but it's very dark. And it is about a nightmarish marriage. Whatever you've got going on with your partnership, it's not as bad as the marriage depicted here. The film describes itself as occasionally based on history. And it plays fast and loose with the historical facts. I mean, just to give you one example, Catherine traveled to Russia and married Peter when he was Grand Duke before he became Tsar. And that's very important because she interacted with the reigning empress, whose name was Elizabeth, who was the daughter of Peter the Great. In any event, the film goes on 10 segments, and it tries to show how Catherine became one of the greatest and most successful female rulers of all time. But there's so much that bothers you if you know anything about Russia, Russian history, Russian culture. This could easily have been about a Queen of England, except they've done that already. This is done by some of the same people who made The Favorite about Queen Anne before. There is extremely graphic sexual content, none of it erotic, all of it brutal, and some of it brutal and painful. And the performances, however, carry the project. They are universally good. The script is smart. They try to do something which is throw in contemporary references and contemporary language so it doesn't sound like it's Russia in the mid-1700s. Catherine went to Russia originally in 1744. But It is a fascinating character study, and who knew that Elle Fanning, who's only 22 years old, which is about the right age for the beginning of this series, who knew that she had this kind of acting chops with her? 3 stars for The Great. Maybe not great because of its disregard of history and its adults-only content, but certainly impressive and watchable. The other movie you can see for free, Scarlet Empress, is from 1934. Yeah, it's an oldie, but it's a goodie. It's with Marlene Dietrich, who was a great German star, came over to the United States, and then did endless fundraising for America during the war. She was anti-Nazi German. And Marlene Dietrich plays young Catherine in a film that is actually much closer to what we know about the history. Even though it's in black and white, the black and white is glorious, and it captures some of the sheer creepiness of the old Romanov czarist dynasty. Listen.
I sent your mother away because she didn't bring you up properly. I was told that you were an obedient and respectful child. Well, you're nothing of the sort!
The film... directed by Joseph von Sternberg, is one of a series that he did with Marlene Dietrich, the second to last one. And she's the heroine of this film, but she's not particularly likable. She had impossible circumstances and made some deeply troubling choices. They're shown at length and in detail in The Great. But in Scarlet Empress, in black and white, some of the nightmarish contours of that old regime are evocatively portrayed. For a 1934 film, it's surprisingly adult. This is not a film to share with kids, but then again, nothing about Catherine the Great is. Meanwhile, it can help you appreciate the fact that as bad as our politics is, we're not quite to the level of pre-revolutionary or post-revolutionary Russia. We remain, in fact, this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.